Now, this is the end of the teaching session. All I'm going to do now is minister. Lord, we thank you for your presence with us. And we thank you for your word. We thank you for your spirit. We know that you love us, you care for us, you're concerned, you want the best. You sent your word to heal and to deliver your people. Now, Lord, let every person here be guided by your Holy Spirit in making the right decision, whether to go or whether to stay. And I pray that all that do not need deliverance or are not ready to receive deliverance will go. And I pray that your blessing shall go with them. And I pray that those that have come to the realization that they need deliverance and are willing to meet the conditions will stay, Lord, and that your blessing will remain also with those that stay. Bless the next meeting, the speaker, and everything that we're going to do throughout the remainder of this camp. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, Brother Prince is not the deliverer, nor any other human being here. Now, Jesus said, "Him that cometh unto me, I will in no wise cast out." So if you come, he will not turn you away. All right? Secondly, even when he was on earth, Jesus said, "If I by the Spirit of God cast out demons, then is the kingdom of God come unto you." So even while he was personally present on earth, the power by which he drove out evil spirits was the power of the Holy Spirit. How much more when he's now in heaven? Therefore, the agent who actually administers deliverance to you is the Holy Spirit. And in order to receive deliverance, you have to cooperate with the Holy Spirit. If you resist the Holy Spirit, you resist your deliverance. Now, in cooperating with the Holy Spirit, there is one simple, basic, physical fact that I will tell you. Philip's translation of Mark 16:17 says this: "These signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall expel demons." That's why I call my book Expelling Demons. Now, the key word is expel, because it takes it out of King James English into modern English and modern thinking. And everybody really knows what the word expel means. If you have inhaled tobacco smoke and it's in your lungs and you don't want it, what do? You expel it or exhale it. What is that? It's a decision of your will and an action of your muscles. Now, expelling evil spirits is the same. If you're a believer, then you have the authority in the name of Jesus to expel them. From whom? Well, who better than yourself? Begin with yourself. What is to expel? It's a decision followed by an action. Now, in both Hebrew and Greek, the word for spirit is also the word for breath or wind. And an evil spirit is an evil breath, just as the Holy Spirit is the breath of the Almighty. And in the baptism, what I tell people to do is to drink in the Spirit of God. Jesus said, "If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink." And I found the people that drink always receive. I've never seen a person come to Jesus, meet the conditions, and start to drink in without receiving the baptism. Never. Well, now, expelling is the exact opposite of drinking in. It's exhaling. So when you have come to Jesus, otherwise it doesn't work, when you've met the conditions, when you've prayed the prayer, don't go on praying. Again, it's the same with the baptism. Many people pray themselves out of the baptism. They come to Jesus and go on telling him they want the baptism instead of drinking. You've seen that happen, haven't you? You don't get the baptism by praying. You get the baptism by drinking. You don't expel demons by praying. You expel demons by expelling them. So, when you've come to this moment where you've been through this prayer and said everything that I lead you to say, you'll have met the legal conditions if you prayed the prayer in sincerity. Now you're a legal candidate for deliverance. You've come to Jesus. You can rely on the Holy Spirit to begin to minister deliverance to you. What do? Cooperate with the Holy Spirit. How? Begin to breathe out. Begin to expel. And it may happen the first breath will be pure human breath, the second likewise, the third also. But somewhere down the line, something other than human breath is going to start coming on. And that's your enemy. Now, when evil spirits come out, they come out with a variety of different manifestations. It says in Acts 8:7, when Philip preached in Samaria, unclean spirits, crying with loud voice, came out of many that were possessed with them. There are many different operations as an evil spirit comes out. Sometimes it's scarcely perceptible, just a little sigh. Sometimes it's a yawn. I know a lady that was delivered of the demon of nicotine. She yawned so wide she thought she was going to dislocate her jaws. But when they came together again, she was free of nicotine. Often, it's a sob. Habitually, the spirit of fear will come out with a sobbing sound. Often, it's a cough. Sometimes, it's a scream, or a groan, or a roar. The demon of anger, or murder, often come out with a roar. Now, I am not encouraging you to scream or sob or roar. But what I'm trying to do is prevent you from being inhibited if it happens that way. Because when that scream rises to your lips, if you suppress it, you've suppressed the demon. See? Now, you know what happens when the ambulance goes down the road and its light is flashing and its siren is going. All other traffic draws off to one side or the other. Isn't that right? Well, that's like the demon. When the ambulance starts coming out, get everything else out of the way. Stop praying. Don't speak in tongues. Don't use the name of Jesus. Let it go. I say to people, if I'm ministering to them individually, and I listen, let me do the praying, you do the letting go. Because your praying isn't going to do it. In fact, your praying is going to hinder the demon. The demon cannot cross the name of Jesus when it's on your lips. If you speak in tongues, you're holding the demon inside because the tongues are more powerful than he is. So, when you come to this moment, whoosh, let them go. If you're really prepared, if you've gone along step by step, you can get rid of a dozen in no time. All right, now, you're going to say this prayer to Jesus. And this is your confession of faith, and you're meeting the legal requirements for deliverance. When you finish the prayer, you say in Jesus' name, amen. Then I'm going to do the praying. I'll command the demons to come out. Now you let them go.
For further information and a resource guide containing all audio and video cassettes and books, please contact Derek Prince Ministries, Box 19501, Department T, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28219. Telephone 704-357-3556.